know, can be powerful. If somebody, you know, the president of this firm that does a lot of business with Schwab, you know, you have the reputability of the group coming in. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure that we're hitting the right goals. Like, I don't want everybody to sit there and then be left to figure it out on their own. Like, I feel like during this session, we should have people identify probably more than one connection.
Right.
Because you can't use a same connection to force it. Maybe everybody during the session should realistically identify two areas that they continue to build out, and then understand how those particular areas, which will change per situation,
sure,
could be used to connect them with whom. And then figure out some of their next steps based on that group. If you're doing something through fencing, you're probably not going to use LinkedIn. If you're doing something through a professional organization, you know, marketing group or this or that, you are. If it's a church, probably not. How do you get involved with the church? So I'm just hoping that it truly is a hands-on session where we're giving them the steps they need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really fear that you tell somebody, now these people should be good at working with people. That's why you hire them. But if you get somebody that just can't, and we've all seen them, are they going to be self-aware? So if you're going around trying to talk to fencing with people are like, that's great, you're sitting there bragging, like, okay, like, how do you read the cues of somebody that doesn't want to hear about it?
Right.
That's really where I'm concerned. And somebody could be part of an organization but not really care, you know. My boys play baseball. I love watching my boys play baseball. Personally, I think it's a boring game. If somebody tries to connect with me through the team and they start talking about the Texas Rangers, like, my eyes are going to roll up in my head. So,
sure.
How do we give these people the tools to go ahead, use it, apply it, and assess along the way?
Absolutely.
I think if we do that, it will be an awesome session.
Oh, I agree. And so once he sends his framework, map, then I think we'll have a better grasp of what he's after. I do plan to send to Michelle, and I'll copy you what I have directly from the content that we have already in terms of what our goals are, and I'm going to try and blend in what I heard him say today, and that way it'll give him some guidance as well.
Okay, and that works, and you know, at the end of the day too, I also do, I want to keep in mind this guy's the president of a firm. They do a lot of business with Schwab.
Right.
You know, don't want to pick them off along the way. And it sounds like at the end what he said is, you know, based on the timeline, we'll more or less have to use what they already have. So I'll be very curious to kind of dig in more yet to what they have. And maybe worth us doing a planning session internally. I don't know if you're better at reading. Sometimes I'm better at walking through.
I've found that, especially when we're all spread out like this, just blocking out the time for a walkthrough is much more efficient than any other means than that I've tried. Short of it getting everyone in a room, of course, after travel.
Mm-hmm. Are you on site in Phoenix next week, or are you not participating in those?
No, I am on site. I will be there.
I don't know the full scope, but maybe we could... even carve out a little bit of time while we're all together.
Okay.
Either way, it sounds very promising. Just want to make sure that we're effectively communicating to them the expectations that are going to give us the best.
Right, agreed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, I'm getting pinged for my next meeting, but any other thoughts on your side?
I know you heard about it, and we'll work it out on offline with Kelly and Michelle. But the whole compliance thing, you know, Christine Mills wants to see everything, even if it's been, you know, compliance approved elsewhere. Because I get part of her angle has been and continues to be, she wants to see everything in context of the whole FCU experience. So that's where we're coming from with that, and I just need to make sure that they understand it, even if it's at a high level, which I think it will be the case with this. As it has been with some of the other already pre-approved kind of content, like new employee welcome, things like that. But that's where we're coming from in terms of the compliance review for the overall program.
And that's not a surprise to me. That makes sense. And I know they're going to... I think some of that was because he was on the phone.
Sure.
Saying like, we're not going to trouble you.
Right.
Mr. President. But behind the scenes, yeah, I mean, we've got to play nice thing. We are Schwab, one of the more conservative
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I will try to connect with Manny today, let her know what we talked about offline.
Okay.
And I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Goodbye.